This year's 89.1 WEMU. It's your community NPR station. I'm David Fair with another edition of Creative Impact. Now, WEMU's Creative Impact content partner has been and continues to be the Arts Alliance, and its president and CEO is Deb Pollock. She also serves as my co-host for this weekly feature. Thank you so much, and it's good to talk with you again, Deb.
Good to talk to you too, David. And I'm excited to take our Creative Impact listeners on a world journey today.
You know, it's good to go anywhere.
It's so true. And, you know, our listeners might actually know our guest as a jazz trumpeter playing the stages around the town and in the region. It's Ingrid Racine, and she's also the music educator and the program coordinator at the University of Michigan Center for World Performance Studies. So let's welcome Ingrid.
Well, welcome to Creative Impact, Ingrid. You are most certainly familiar to the WEMU music audience.
Oh, thanks so much to both of you.
So, Ingrid, as it is with most artists, you have many hats that you wear, and the Center of World Performance Study is one of those, and it's marking its 20th anniversary. How does the center define world performance? I know this seems so simple, but it could mean so many different things.
Oh, it's such a great question. I think the most important thing is actually to keep that studies at the end, because performance studies is actually an academic field of its own. It's really interdisciplinary that looks at how performances are culturally situated, how people create meaning through performance, and people come from all different disciplines. So we have anthropologists who do performance studies, musicians and dancers and theater practitioners who do performance studies. So the Center for World Performance Studies is really a hub on campus for different people from different academic disciplines who do performance studies to come together, share research methodologies, put on events together, so on and so forth.
You know, we live in the United States, Ingrid, where, except for our indigenous Native Americans, people from cultures all over the world have collected here. We can comfortably assume their world cultures, music, art, performance, it all arrived with them when they immigrated here. So the U.S. is and should be awash in world performance, perhaps making a Center for World Performance almost redundant. Is it that study part that separates it? I mean, what spurred the founding of the center, and why is it still necessary?
The center was founded under the leadership of Judith Becker, who is really a legendary ethnomusicologist from the University of Michigan. And I think that they really saw a need, in contrast to the very Western classical orientation of, say, the School of Music, Theater, and Dance, which I think it continues to be more Western-centered. That's shifting all the time. But 20 years ago, certainly, there was really a great need for bringing in more non-Western, and we, you know, also diasporic. So looking at how do these cultures shift over borders, transgress borders. Borders are very porous in today's world. So we include all of that, the diasporic voices, the non-Western voices. And I think that it is still needed on campus, and I think we really provide a lot of very rich programming and study to add to our campus life and to the local community as well.
So the center is doing DEI work, diversity, equity, and inclusion, way before it was even a term as we define it these days. Since that has become such a focus of our world at the moment, has the center experienced more interest in its work since this DEI emphasis?
To some extent, yes. You know, I think the University of Michigan can operate in silos at times, and so we have to sort of assert ourselves and say, hey, you know, this is the work that we've been doing for the last 20 years. But I do think that people are coming to recognize the value of the different artists and scholars that we bring to campus. I think that we are in the middle of it. We are in the middle of the DEI work on campus.
The center covers so much turf, as you've touched upon. There are artist residencies for world performers and scholars, a graduate fellows program. It is a center for research on a variety of levels. It also supports campus performance programs, particularly for students. Now, Ingrid, you are a past graduate fellow yourself. What was that experience like for you, and how did it impact you as a musician as you took your talents around the world?
Absolutely, yeah. one thing that I will say is that I was somebody who didn't really understand what performance studies was until I was in this program. I kind of had a sense that I wanted to go to West Africa. I had been playing with Nomo, of course, at the time. Mm-hmm. I was also playing with Madi Kuyate, who's a fantastic kora player based in Ypsilanti. And I felt compelled to go and further my exploration of what cross-cultural collaboration looks like, understanding issues of appropriation in music more. And so I went and I studied in Bamako, Mali, while I was doing my master's in improvisation, and it was very transformative. I didn't really realize what I needed to research until I was really in the thick of it and right there. And so it was a huge learning experience. And as a musician, doing as much traveling as I have, I think has really positioned me to be a good presenter and promoter as well. So when we do have these residencies on campus, I think I can be a good conduit for building connections with the community, doing really quality programming and classes.
And does speaking that music language kind of even everything out?
Yeah, I mean, so it's a funny thing with music because people like to say it's, you know, an international language.
Universal language.
But it's very culturally situated, actually. It's not really a universal language, though there all are these threads that allow us to communicate with each other as musicians. I think especially improvising musicians are able to get together and work some things out, even though their musics are still very culturally situated to specific place and time.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. Deb Pollock is here. She is my Creative Impact co-host, and we're talking with Ingrid Racine, jazz trumpeter, music educator, and program coordinator at the Center for World Performance Studies at the University of Michigan.
So, Ingrid, you were able to study in Bamako, Mali, if I said that right, and I saw the list. It's really pretty extensive of where people come from and where they have gone. Who chooses those locations, and how is it all coordinated?
So for our graduate students, they usually come in with a project in mind. So that certificate program is a curricular program. It's something they do in coordination with a PhD program or master's program they're already in. So they usually propose a project right from the outset of joining the cohort. Our graduate students go all over the place and study just fascinating projects, from looking at how traditional knowledge is passed down in Hawaiian culture, to specific religious rituals in Venezuela. It's really incredible, the breadth of the projects.
The Center for World Performance Studies also collaborates outside the university and away from the kind of global market. Local community partners like the Mosaic Youth Theater of Detroit and the Ann Arbor Public Library present programs in conjunction with them. Do you have a story about how perhaps one of these performances has impacted a student or audience member who really didn't have a focused entrance in world performance or the study of it?
Yeah, one of my favorite projects that we've done was bringing the National Theater of Ghana to Ann Arbor, and they were doing a production of a Tennessee Williams play that they had staged to be done in marketplaces. And so when we heard this, we said, okay, well, where can we do this? And we did it at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market, the Ypsilanti Farmers Market. We did it in Detroit. And that group then was just a fantastic group to also bring to schools. They did a workshop at Community High School after the Carytown performance. That was the group that went to Mosaic Youth Theater. And I think it really was a great exposure to the way that West African arts and theater are so integrated that you don't have dance and music and theater separate. It's one concept. You don't break those things up, which is a little different than how we study those forms in the United States. So I think that was one of our greatest residencies in recent years.
Well, you're about to mark 20 years celebration of the programming and having those kinds of impacts and outcomes as a result at the center. It's officially on March 30th is the anniversary. What are the celebration plans in the week surrounding?
Yeah, so we had to adjust for the pandemic, of course. We were hoping to have a giant in-person symposium this month. And I think that we hope to do that a year from now. We'll be celebrating our next 20 years. But in the meantime, we're just going to do a few virtual events. We're bringing back some really great alumni who are all over the world now, you know, working in South Africa, in Hawaii, in Vienna, Austria. And then the following week, we're going to do a faculty discussion with Lester Montz, who, of course, was a vice provost at the university, Kwasi Ampene, who is one of our former directors, Robin Wilson, who's a great dancer and choreographer in the dance department. Our current director, Michael Gould, will also be involved in that discussion. And Mbala Nkanga, who I have to mention because he has been with the center since its very beginning. He's a theater faculty member, and he is so important to the work we do.
You know, the promotion of world friendship through the universal language of the arts, which is a quote that graces the Kresge Auditorium up at Interlaken, has sat with me forever. Mm-hmm. Scholarship and research inside, it seems like that is the ultimate impact of the center. Would you agree, Ingrid?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the cultural understanding, we talk about bridging scholarship and the arts and the practice of the arts, but it is also very much about bridging cultural understanding.
Well, thanks for taking us on this little world journey today. We wish you all a fabulous celebration and really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
That is Ingrid Racine, jazz trumpeter, music educator, and program coordinator at the Center for World Performance that is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Go to WEMU.org. You can find out more about the center's March 26th and April 1st anniversary events. And Deb Pollack, we'll do this all again next week.
Absolutely, with another Creative Washtenaw guest.
Deb Pollack is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our content partner for Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.